Becoming intuitive in 28 days. Live connected in the flow of your self-empowered life. Intuition is the art of listening with the entire body. There is a collective energy system made up of everything within and surrounding you. It is tuned into everything. Through intuition, we understand that energy does matter. Energy is everything within us, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It is also everything surrounding us, the environment we live, our work, our social outlets, and all our relationships. It is the energy of our cars, our bikes, our homes, and every physical and non-physical thing we can think of. Energy is everything. We are a part of all of it, and it is a part of all of us. Collective energy is everything, made up on a massive scale. Social institutions, religious institutions, educational systems, political systems, towns, cities, etc. These are much larger in scale and just as influential energetically. We are a part of everything, and everything is a part of us. From the person we sit next to on the airplane, to the words in a book we just finished reading, it is all perfectly aligned with our energy, our vibration, around us and within us. Everything that comes to us has been brought through our thoughts, beliefs, and ideas. As we believe is as we shall see. Our conscious and unconscious beliefs shape our reality. This really does matter. We are made up of our lineage, our ancestors, and everyone that came before us. This is all a part of our energy, our vibration. This means as we become aware of all our connections, we become aware of our ability to shift our reality. We have the power to shape our reality by keenly tuning into thoughts, beliefs, and ideas about life. These are connected to our family's thoughts, beliefs, and ideas, and our society's thoughts, beliefs, and ideas. It is truly amazing. Therefore, being deeply honest and full of integrity is absolutely important to us, our heritage, and our future generations. Any hidden secrets or lost information within our histories has a valuable impact on our awareness and what happens in our lives. Uncovering the truth of these can be extremely valuable to our welfare. It is easy to acknowledge and appreciate the good things that happen. We are grateful and we celebrate these experiences. For example, the extra money that comes to us, the job promotion, the A on an exam, or something that we simply just did well. It is difficult to recognize our downfalls, the startup company that failed, the new employee that isn't working out, the unsuccessful relationships, broken marriages, and multitude of other possible experiences. These are more than just negative events. They are a part of our energetic vibration, living within our field of awareness. As we vibrate on a certain level, we draw these experiences to us. We attract what we contain. What we attract calls our attention to the gifts being presented and helps us learn more about ourselves on many different levels. With insight, we can clean up the past through our present and positively influence our future. First, we must be where we are tune into the current vibration and become aware this is happening. As we shift our energy through awareness, we shift to a new perception where blocks no longer exist. Many of us were taught to think hard and make wise choices, always to reason life and mindfully live through carefully calculated thoughts. Intuitive living is thoughtful and heartfully inspired together. It accelerates critical thinking and elevates our energy. Opportunity is our friend. Failure is perceived as opportunity for growth, and we learn to improve our lives. As we learn from our experiences, we inspire others to do the same. Intuition is sensation. It is heart intelligence speaking to us through the sensations of the body. We feel the right path to follow. We feel connected to the right relationships. We feel good in a certain environment. We know through embodied sensations what is good for us. We also feel when it feels confusing and bad. We feel afraid in certain environments. We feel constricted in certain social situations. We even feel bad around certain people. We honor these. We are very smart and embodied clairvoyance. The problem is that many of us have not grown up honoring our gifts. We have been dumbed down by our society's institutions or families that what we feel is not right. We are taught to reason everything through the mind and not the heart. Unfortunately, this removes us from our intuition and makes us numb to our internal voices from within. To return to the intuition that resides in all of us, we must learn to exercise this part of ourselves and live fully from the heart. It is easier to live from the heart than the mind, and it creates an inspired, connected, and fruitful life. At first, this may seem unfamiliar. This is common when we are used to mindful living. The more we sense through the body and tune into the heart intelligence, we learn to listen to our internal voices already awakened to this inspired living. The intuitive feels everything around and within, discerning truth. We believe there is another way to living that is lighter and full of inspiration. We hold the vision as we walk the path, guiding us along our journey. Intuition is not always easy. It can be unusual to many. It combines faith in something greater, guiding us on our way and embodied listening. It is not always accepted, and nor is it in tune with the rest of the world. It can be a very humbling place to be. Intuition lives in unison with the heart, the environment, and spirit. It is harmonious and connected. Conscious intuitive living is coming from wholeness, and it is with spirit guiding us to the unknown. Our physical bodies function without thought. Our hearts beat, blood is pumped, our lungs deliver oxygen, and our skin tunes into sensation. Intuition functions the same. It leaves out thought or predictable patterns and tunes into embodied understanding. We realize our power through awareness, our highest vibration, matters greatly. We know we are always being answered by our vibration. It is law. In the next 4 weeks, you will learn how to build your intuitive muscle and shift your vibration to expanded awareness, fully connected. The goal is to become intuitively confident and consciously live from this elevated state of vibrational awareness. This will positively shift and affect relationships with all the people, places, and things around you. Joy will enter. Inspired living will consume life. It will be more important to follow the calling of the heart than the rationale of the mind. Living at the highest possible vibration will take precedence. A power so strong will be revealed, and that anything less will not be tolerated. Lasting energetic vigor will prevail. This practice will help you live from the inspired joy you have been waiting for. Your glass will consciously always be full and never half empty. Here's what to expect for the weeks ahead. Week one is embodied listening. We will understand what it means to be fully engaged, tuned into all six senses. We enhance our ability to listen with our bodies, our spirit, and the callings of our soul. In week two, we cleanse our energy. We cleanse the body of beliefs, thoughts, and ideas keeping us from living. We work the energy centers of the body, the chakras, and release everything associated with ourselves, our lineage, unaligned with joy. We become powerful. Our vibrations elevate and we understand co-creation with the universe. In week three, we are cleansing the environment. We cleanse the environment around us, our homes, work, and establishments we frequent. Everything holds energy. We relate to these energies, understanding our power to influence and eliminate infringement. We release stagnant energy and surround ourselves only with our highest potential. We learn how to self-care in all environments. In week four, we consciously merge in life as an intuitive. We focus living authentically as our intuitive selves. We live from the heart and merge into a fully inspired life. We shift our relationships and environments. We continually expand our consciousness and live expressively, making lasting changes in our world to this new way of high vibrational living. If this program sounds right for you, I encourage you to contact me today. Let's begin this new journey together as you become intuitive.